Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A star-crossed soapbox for sailor boys, stable girls,
I'm on the edge,
and stripper grands.
It depends who you with, and it depends on the situation.
Late Night Speech Radio, with a difference.
Thank you!
The Late Night Alternative, with Ian Lee, on Talk Radio.
How did a show that is considered by its fans to be the nicest, friendliest, most caring show on the radio, How did it attract so many very angry assholes tonight? Really, both, isn't it funny? Both the complainers, Emily, and I've forgotten that woman's name already, it's so inconsequential. Both use swear words. Admittedly, the last caller said, see you next Tuesday, but we know what that means.
I mean, that's the worst word in the world.
Yeah, we know what that means. You're all now thinking of the worst word in the world. And the first caller told me to F off or something. Isn't it funny that the two people who aren't regular listeners or contributors to this show have phoned up to accuse me of being a bully, and yet they've used two of the top three swears.
Certainly top five, yeah.
Definitely top five, yeah. Isn't it funny that? Well, go on.
I feel a bit sorry for them, because there's obviously stuff going on with them.
Listen, if Emily and that last woman, whose name I can't remember, if you want to call back and have a chat, I will listen, I will accept your apology, and we'll have a chat and we'll see if we can help and see if we can work out what's going on. I don't mind being a punching bag. If it makes you feel better, I'll do that. Listen, I'm a little monkey. I'm the jester. I'm the jester of talk radio. I'm a funny little man. That's it. I'm a clown. I don't mind. Come and have a go. Come and let it all out. Punch me, hit me, and then fall in a heap in tears, and then we get to the real problem. I'm really happy to do that. It's not a problem. So did we just have a dingus or a doofus?
That was a doofus, right?
So we need a dingus. All right, let's go to Jeffrey Dingus. Good evening, Jeffrey.
Oh, Joe, by this point and all these conversations, I'm no longer sure which is any more a dingus or a doofus, but I'm like...
Just put your hand down your trousers and have a grab.
Hang on, yeah, I'm rummaging, right? But the thing is, right, I mean...
Is it cold?
No, man, I'm indoors, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've got a house these days, man.
Have you?
Come on.
Bonus.
These days, yeah.
Bonus.
I wanted to say I feel a lot better, actually. A lot calmer, because I blocked a couple of phone numbers that were basically making calls very similar to a couple of those that you've had.
Yeah.
And I thought, instead of, like, keep taking that and keep disrupting my equilibrium constantly and, like, destroying every attempt I make to, like, do you know, like, keep myself well and calm. That's all we do all the time, right? They ring out to do that. And as you saw, they run out of words, so, yeah, you got one. I know, it's an old word, what they said, you know. It's a swear word, yeah, sure. But do you know what? The Viking. It's a Viking word, right? They don't know it because they ain't got the sense to learn it. It's a Viking word. It means a thing, right? Yeah, great. Some of us have got one. Great. You happen to be one. You don't need to phone up a national broadcast to mention the fact that you are, you know. We know that. We see it, right? We hear it. And they're like, when you run out of words and you're reduced to that, and eventually I would imagine that person is now arguing with that partner, or she's out annoying.
Oh, we don't know. Let's not make assumptions about them, because we don't know. They're not here.
I don't know. It's my bag, isn't it? That, you know, it's just what I've dealt with. But yeah, so instead of every time I sort of heard that kind of hysterical, you know, that I've heard a lot, to be fair, right, whether it is or not. No, I'm not talking about a nice lady, to be honest. And I heard everything you said, and I think you're right. Like, sometimes people just, they say, you know, you're in pain, and sometimes you just do, don't you?
Yep.
But, no, I think, you know, sometimes it's that, and sometimes it's something different. I don't know, man, spicy. I ain't judge, but...
David Babcock says, spicy show tonight, very spicy, hashtag paprika.
Paprika, I would say, yeah, I want some ginger, really, I want some ginger and some pineapple. I'm going to Jamaica lunch.
Yeah, you were doing so well at making sense.
What? I had Botswana lunch today or something. It was nice.
What's a Botswana lunch?
Well, it's like food made by a chef from that nation.
Okay, fine. But it could be like bag of chips or something?
No. I needed some healthy food, and that's why I actually travelled.
Guess what me and Catherine have for our tea tonight?
I don't know. It was either like a Big Mac because he was in Harry, wasn't it, probably? Or it was like we sat down and had a proper one. So
it was a bag of chips from a chippy. We had to park at a different place tonight, and we parked up near a chippy. I got there first, and I phoned up Kath and said, Kath, do you fancy a proper bag of chips tonight?
Yeah, it's nice. That's a treat, man.
It's a treat. And we got bag of chips. Kath had a sausage. I had a battered sausage, but that's a different story. Those are the things we ordered. I had a pickled egg and a can of cream soda, and we sat in my car, and we had a bag of chips, and it was flipping gorgeous.
Yeah, man, anything. If you're in the right mood, the right
Brexit,
person,
isn't it? It's Brexit.
It's the right thing.
It's Brexit. It's what Brexit's all about.
Oh, yeah, Brexit, yeah.
So it's all about a bag of chips.
It's sorted, mate. Apparently, what I'm going to do is I'm ordering lobster and chips, and that. But I want, it's going to be like snapping at the time.
I've never had lobster.
No, I wouldn't eat it, but I just want to scare people with it, because I'm scared of it.
Would you make love to a lobster if you had to?
I wouldn't try it. They've got a very persistent grip.
Okay.
I know, but I just want to hold it near something that no one else would if they were me, and then they know, like, they're just going to sit and watch the show, and, like...
Yeah.
I'm not putting a show on, right? Some people I know.
Yes.
Are putting a show on, right? So there's a chef, there's a this, there's that, you know.
Where's this? What show is this? Gordon Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares?
Pardon? Sorry? Did you say nightmares? Ian?
I said Gordon Ramsay. What show is this? Gordon Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares.
No, I mean, I walked through a film set today and I was tempted to take the T-shirt off and do the...
Never take a T-shirt from a film set. Never take a T-shirt from a film set.
If they're doing something, you don't intrude on it.
Never.
You know, years ago, I would have ploughed into that and I would have laughed, but probably they would have been annoyed, you know?
They would have been annoyed. They're allowed to carry guns on film sets now.
Well, they can shoot me. They always do, but it's always blank.
If you shoot me, do I not bleed?
I don't know, it depends on the film, doesn't it? If it's Peaky Blinders or Pulp Fiction or something like that, you probably want to stay out.
It's fake blood. Did you see there was a story? You Google the picture, Catherine. A basement, guy's house, the basement of a guy's house in America flooded. Do you know what it flooded with? Blood.
What?
Blood.
How did you manage that? What did you do?
It flooded with blood.
What did you do? Does he happen to own an abattoir and not live on the premises?
I don't know. Maybe it was in Amityville. It flooded.
Animal blood.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean...
How did he know? Would he taste it?
I'll tell you, if I've never done that with my own blood, but it's a long while ago and I wouldn't...
I've never said a
whole basement. Either he's got a lot of blood in him or he's got something else that holds blood that he's prepared to, you know, leak. Or he's got a very small basement at the end of the day.
That's a good point.
It might be like 2 by 1 foot, man.
All right, Jeffrey, listen, we're going to move on. Nice to talk to you, mate.
Hey, nice to thank you.
Thank you very much indeed. This is,
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Kick off your slippers. Don't go to bed. The party is just starting.
You can sleep when you're dead. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Here's the thing I learned. Did you see any of my tweets today?
No.
Did you see any? You didn't? Okay. What? When? Okay.
What, when, what?
So, supposing I had... I murdered your mum.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why would you do that?
Because...
I like
she,
my mum.
Yeah, I know, but she gets on my nerves.
She'd have you anyway.
Oh. Okay,
but
supposing I murdered
selfish,
your dad.
She bats you.
So, I murdered your dad, right?
Don't murder
But then
dad.
I get... I have a terrible car crash that it means I have to have both my legs amputated.
Right.
You might say that I'd got my...
comeuppance.
Okay.
Just desserts.
Yeah. Just...
desserts.
Okay, spell it.
D.
Yeah.
E.
Yeah.
S-E-R-T-S.
Well, that's just desserts.
No, it's not.
Oh, don't tell me you knew this already.
Because of what you deserve, rather than... You don't deserve...
I didn't know this. I thought it was just desserts, as in Knickerbocker Glories.
Wow.
Why would it not be? It's pronounced just desserts. You got your... have you heard of this phrase, Amy?
I know the phrase, and I also thought it was desserts, like...
Thank you.
You
plum. No, not... You plum. For the benefit of the people watching in black and white, I aggressively thrusted my middle finger towards Catherine in an American swear. I thought it was just desserts. I always thought it was just desserts, as in, you know, Knickerbocker Glory, banana split. And it's not, you're right, it's desserts, but it's not desserts.
No.
It's as in deserved.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought that was an amazing thing.
You know, I was a languages student, right?
I know you weren't a manners student.
Up yours.
Was that... So that was a dingus. So now we want a doofus.
We
all right.
Definitely want more doofus.
Let's go to Sue. Good evening, Sue.
A boy called Sue.
Let's go to... We can't break the rules. We cannot break the rules. Good evening, Catherine.
Hello.
Hey, Catherine. You are officially a doofus. We might have to get the Pope chair out. I'd rather not.
I believe.
I'm a doofus, am I?
Oh, well, you are a doofus. Hang on. Sue.
Yes.
We can't have dinguses pretending to be doofi.
No, I can't help. Johnny Cash named me.
Johnny Cash named you, did he?
Yeah.
I'm going to name you with my fist in a minute down your throat.
Ooh.
And then right up your jacksie.
Oh.
Do you beat women up?
No, beat women up. You're not a woman! Catherine.
Also, mate, you don't get to joke about that.
No, we don't. Thank you very
no,
much.
No, you indeed. Don't.
Thank you. Catherine.
Good evening, Ian. Good
yes.
evening, Catherine.
Good evening, everybody.
I'm just, I rang up because I'm a little bit confused with these job... coincidences, or whatever you call them.
What?
You know the ones where you give everyone a correspondence job?
Oh, yeah, yes.
And mine was the spooky one.
You haven't done it? You haven't given us any... Have you got a correspondence?
I have. I've rang in a couple of times. Once I spoke to Catherine.
Yes.
But I'm not sure how you want this. Do you want it written and sent in?
No, right, hang on, stay there. This is exactly how we do it. Hang on a second. You just stay there. Don't panic. Nobody panic. Here we go. Now it's time for our spooky correspondent update with...
Catherine.
That's with...
Catherine.
Okay. It's just that the other gentleman was saying...
No, and then you do it.
Sent in. All right, sorry. So, now I know what to do. I'll get it together and I'll give you a call.
All right, hang on. That was a rather disappointing spooky correspondent update with...
Catherine.
With...
Catherine.
To be honest, it's better than a lot of the correspondents. Some of them haven't even phoned up.
No.
They phoned up Catherine to get their positions, and then we never heard from them again.
Just grabby. No. That's all they are, grabby.
I will bring the book in when we come back from our break. I will bring the
Thank
list
you.
Of correspondents in, and we will name and shame. And maybe we'll fire a few of them off. We'll sack some of them off.
Yeah.
Right,
sack.
Okay.
Sack.
What I'm actually ringing for was things that scare you. You know, the songs that scare
songs
you.
Songs that scare you, yes.
Sorry, you have to... I'm sorry about the way I'm speaking, but I'm having my teeth done.
Oh, blimey.
So it sounds awful.
Yeah, listen, you never have to apologise for the way you're speaking. We all know that everybody... People go, you don't sound awful. You sound tired. That's how you sound, Catherine.
Yeah,
I don't think you sound awful.
Yeah, I am really tired.
Never have to apologise for the way that you're speaking.
Good. Anyway, what really scared me, and I've never, ever seen the film, is The Exorcist, the music from it, the whole thing frightened the life out of me. I hate it. Oh, please, thank you.
I'm not playing anything.
Stop playing it. Don't be mean.
It's horrible. It really is horrible.
This is the Halloween music. You can't tell me to stop it because it's not Tubular Bells by Mike Oldfield. It's by John Carpenter. You can't. This is completely different.
It's horrible anyway. It really is horrible.
Why is it so horrible? Even if you've not seen the film.
If you're in bed at night listening to the radio, which I do quite a lot, that suddenly comes on. They don't tell you it's coming on.
No.
That suddenly comes on.
They tell you.
And I just lay there and my heart literally starts thumping in my chest. And something happened to me when I was 14 to do that music.
Oh.
And it really frightens me. Uh-oh. It really frightens me. But yeah, so I thought I would let you know that that's the piece of music that scares me.
Wowzers. All right, Catherine. Yeah. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you for that. I appreciate your honesty. It's Dingus. Next, we're going from boy, girl, dingus, doofus. Here's our dingus. It's Nigel.
Oh, hi, guy.
Hi, Nigel.
Hello. Hello, Catherine.
Hello, muffled Nigel.
Pardon?
You're muffled.
Pardon, he says.
No, I just took my hand off it.
What?
What, your dingus?
My master.
We can't hear you very well, Nigel.
Is that better?
Exactly the same.
Oh, hang on, I'll change ears.
There we go. Put it
is
near
that better?
Yes. It was your ear. It was your ear.
I've changed ears.
It was your ear.
You can hear me ear better now.
I can hear your ear now, darling. Nigel, sorry.
Yes, dear.
Yeah.
Yes, dear.
Yes, dear.
Hello, dear.
Yes, hello.
Hello. Hello, dear.
Oh, it's Mrs. Doubtfire.
Is it?
I'm Mrs.
Doubtfire.
I'm Mrs. Doubtfire.
My ribs are hurting.
Oh, no, dear. This is Mrs. Doubtfire. Who are you?
This might not be the appropriate voice to talk about a visit to the doctors.
I'm Mrs. Doubtfire and I'm having a baby. Hello, Nigel. One day, Nigel's going to start the phone call in the one spot in his house that he knows gets a phone signal, and he will stay there. And we won't have to have this conversation during a phone call. Let's see. Are you there now, Nigel?
Yeah, is that any better?
Yeah, is that the spot you're normally in?
Yeah.
Could you always start the phone call in that spot and stay in that spot for the phone call?
Yeah, it's just the house, really. That's terrible.
If you could just always, when you're coming on, be in that spot and stay in that spot, please.
I'd have to say that it's my mum's birthday on Tuesday. It would have, if she'd have been here.
Yeah.
And I bought her a card yesterday.
Beautiful.
Yeah, because she likes flowers, so I bought a flowered card.
Perfect.
I was doing a concert because my ribs are so painful and I might have a broken one, which she said you can't mend anyway.
Yes.
I'm in a lot of pain. I can't sort of move about very quickly. I can't do my concert after my ribs get better.
Postpone that until you get a bit better, I think, yeah.
Yeah, because I've got to stand up on a stage for an hour and I couldn't do it with the ribs hurting as well. So anyway, in memory of my mum, I'd like to sing her a song tonight for her on Tuesday.
Okay. Well, we're not in next week.
No, so I might as well do it early then.
Well, you can do it. You could do something now if you want.
Yeah, I'm going to do something. I've got something lined up. And Kylie Minogue made me top fan on her page with a tick.
Okay, I think that happens automatically if you visit their pages a lot. It's done by a computer.
I don't very often, only a couple of times.
Well, it's done by a computer.
But it won't have been her,
because I've got top fans, and I didn't know anything about it until someone said, oh, I'm a top fan. I said, I don't know what that means.
It's a new thing. You get a badge or something.
Yeah,
Facebook
does it automatically, yes.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay.
But she must look at her Facebook.
Not necessarily. It's very, very unlikely. Mm. Sorry. I've just got to be. Emily will think I'm being cruel, but there is a reason for it. There is history.
I'm still seeing. Yes. Still seeing Claire, my girlfriend.
What's her name?
Claire.
Back to that spot, Nigel. You're breaking up.
I saw my girlfriend yesterday.
Yes.
And I'm seeing her tomorrow. I'm going to see her tomorrow as well.
You know, last week when I was more than happy to buy you some shopping. More than happy to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Although that's the last time. I'm just asking, and this isn't really any of my business, but it kind of is a little bit. Could you not have asked Claire to help you out with a little shop?
She's not, but she's a bit hard up at the moment.
Right.
And, I'm just going into the kitchen.
Okay. So you're not giving Claire any money or anything, are you?
No. She doesn't ask me for money. No. Oh,
okay. She's hard. She couldn't have helped buy you a couple of ready meals or something.
I didn't like to ask in that room.
But you didn't mind asking me.
Well, I will next time. Yes.
Okay. I just think
she gave me £5 the other week.
Okay.
Yeah, she does lend me money sometimes.
Okay, all right, we're all good.
I've taken my codeine, and my pains are slightly better because I've got tablets from the doctor.
Can I just say while Nigel's telling us his medical history, we got another dingus lined up. We haven't got any doofi. We need a doofus. We need a woman to call in, otherwise this show comes to a grinding halt, and we can't get to Nelly's fun quiz. Oh, okay. Nigel, let's have your song. Yeah.
Especially if it's from Mum.
Nigel, we can't hear you. Keeps breaking up, mate.
Especially if you, it's for my mum.
Right. You said you moved. Where did you move to? Because we could hear you.
It's
before.
The kitchen. It's an awful place.
Nigel, you need to go and stand in the place where we can hear you.
How's that? Is that better?
That's better.
That's than you ever called me. Anyway, especially if you, for my mum. Hello.
Away you go.
Yes. You weren't quiet and you frightened me. especially for you, I want to tell you, you mean all the world to me. I was certain that our love was meant to be. You changed my life, show me the way. Now that I'm next to you, no more dreams about tomorrow. Forget the loneliness and the sorrow. Do, 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 do. Especially for you.
She'd be very proud, Nigel. Happy birthday to your mum on Tuesday, all right? Have a lovely weekend.
Yes, thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. There we go.
Night, Nigel.
That was nice. Thank you, Nigel. Happy birthday to your mum next week. We need a we may be having a doofus phoning in this very second. Let's go to a break so that Amy can speak to some doofus.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock, hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Strange vibe tonight from the callers. I don't think it's coming from us. I think... Can we tie it into Brexit? I think we possibly could. It's a very strange atmosphere, kind of a sense of relief for some. A lot of people just... resigned to, right, okay, let's just do this. Let's just do it. It's a weird vibe.
No, but there's tension because no one knows whichever side you
no
come
one's
from.
Be happy.
No one knows if it's going to go their way.
No one's.
And they're anticipating
be happy.
Conflict.
No one's going to be happy. No one's. Whatever happens tomorrow gets through, no one's going to be happy. Doesn't get through, no one's going to be happy. Everyone thinks if it gets through tomorrow, that's it, it's done, we can go back to talking about potholes and smacking children, right? No. If it gets through tomorrow, we've got another 5-10 years of it. If it doesn't get through, I've got another 5-10 years of it. Oh, God. So, we're doing a nice, lovely show today, but angry people are still welcome to call in. And if Emily and the other woman whose name escapes me want to call in and have a proper chat, I am... I can't believe people still fall for that. I'm a really humble guy. I'm the most humble guy I know. That's obviously a joke, right? That's obviously...
Well...
I might as well play a...
Yeah, but...
They phoned upon the basis of a misunderstanding in the first place.
I said that. It's one of my favourite lines. I'm a really humble guy. I'm the most humble guy I know. I mean, it's obviously a gag, and it got people. Where are we going? Is it a dingus or a doofus?
Last one was a definite dingus, so doofus time.
Evening, Lorna.
Oh, hi there, Ian. Hi there, Catherine.
Hello, Lorna. How are you?
I'm really happy because I've booked my ticket for Birmingham.
Hey! Oh, nice one. Thank you. We're doing a show in Birmingham next year. All the dates, ianlee.com/event, and including, we've just put on sale tickets for Manchester, Birmingham, Cardiff, Glasgow, Brighton, and we're going to add a couple more.
Bath.
Hey, Bath. Nice one, Lorna. Thank you. Well, come. You can have a seat on the stage with us if you want.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, didn't sound very excited.
I'm going to try. No, I am really excited. I'm just feeling a bit sorry that I haven't been a very good correspondent for you.
Oh, here we go. It's a guilty booty call.
That's the one.
Lorna, it's been so long since we've spoken. I don't even remember what correspondent you are.
I'm the soaps.
Well, there's not been a lot going on in the soaps recently, is there?
Well, only a few.
Supposing, I mean, I'm not going to, but if I were to just say do a correspondent update now, could you do it? It's time for a soaps correspondent update with Lorna.
So Aaron's feeling heartbroken that Robert's handed himself into the police in Emmerdale. Meanwhile, Martin's getting beaten up by debt collectors in EastEnders. And in Coronation Street, it's all a bit sad with Sinead coming to the end of her life.
That was a soaps correspondent update with...
Lorna.
That's...
Lorna.
Do you know what? I've got a smile so big on my face. Thank you very much.
Hey, Lorna, you have secured yourself a place as the soaps correspondent right through to March the 21st.
Thank you.
That's when our contract ends on the 20th of March. But you are guaranteed. Don't sit on your laurels, though. We really want to hear those soap correspondent updates.
I promise I'll be more regular.
Otherwise, I'm going to have to ask Catherine to set up a tripod and camera and film herself spanking your bottom.
Oh.
No one will see it apart from me.
That'll be right.
All right. Nice one, Lorna. Thank you very much.
No, thank you, and have a lovely week off, both of you.
Thank you very much indeed. We're gonna. Cat's going away. I'm doing now, and I cannot wait. I'm gonna do a bit of streaming. I'm gonna do some reading. Gonna have my chimney is gonna be swept tomorrow Monday, so I'm gonna be sat by the fire reading sweet books
and looking after my cat very carefully.
Looking after your cat, and then we're gonna go and see Cher as well on Monday before you go away, isn't it?
Yes, mate.
So that was a doofus. Now we want a dingus. Good evening, Nelly.
Good evening, Ian. Good evening, Catherine.
It's the biggest dingus of them all.
Yes. Hello. Scary song, number one.
Yes.
This was a song that scared me when I was a young boy. Ironically, it was Nelly the Elephant by Toy Dolls.
Oh, the Toy Dolls version.
Oh, my God. That's it. Yeah.
I didn't like that either.
That Toy Dolls version was haunting. Nuts, man.
It was really haunting, that little bit that sort of carries into the chorus.
It's played on toy instruments, right? Is it?
Is it?
Is that what this... Yeah. Was that the Toy Dolls gimmick?
Well, punk band, aren't they?
Yeah, but I thought they played it
I
all...
I just remember it. You used to get very rowdy at the school disco and someone would always get dragged over.
Toy Dolls band.
But it was that...
Yeah, that. We had it on vinyl, and when Actor came on, I wept incessantly. It was horrifying.
The Toy Dolls are... What's the date today? The 18th of October. They are... they were playing in Germany, in Hamburg. 4 days ago, they were playing in Hamburg.
They like a bit of Nelly's elephant.
To celebrate the 40th anniversary of the Toy Dolls
They are playing in the Hamburg 4 days ago.
Do you want a fun quiz?
Yeah, go on, why not?
Get me voice on. Hang on, I'll put my quiz show voice on.
Okay,
this is great.
This is going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being ironic, dear listener. You might want to go to bed.
Good evening and welcome to another...
Whoa. What's that?
Well, it's my voice, my quiz show voice.
Game some quiz show music, quick.
Oh, I can't. I'm watching a really funny slow motion video of a dog and a cat sort of play fighting together. And I'm following this Aww Cats Twitter feed, and it's the best. And then they kiss at the end.
Oh, of course they do. I'll find some quiz show music then.
Well, no, because you're not plugged in. Hang on, I'll find it. Quiz show music. Here we go. June, stay there. Come to you in a bit.
Do it. Stop doing that, because that's part of the...
Nelly the elephant.
Okay, Nelly, away you go.
Hang on.
Did you not like it because your name is Nelly?
No. Just because of that bit in the middle where it goes, ooh, that was it.
But it's a bit of a coincidence, isn't it? That the song that scared you has got your name in it.
Well, is it?
How'd you feel about Nelly Furtado?
Overrated.
There you go.
He's a neologist.
He is a neologist.
He's a neologist, all right.
Good evening and welcome to Nelly's Fun Quiz. We have two contestants today. It's Ian Lee and Catherine Boyer. Say hello, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hi, two-handed wave.
So, we'd best go to Ian Lee first. Ian, I believe you're a big fan of video games, is that right?
Yes, it is.
So, what's the longest you've played a video game non-stop?
25 minutes.
Okay, you're not going to play along, that's fine. Catherine Boyle. Good evening, Catherine.
Good evening to you, Nelbert.
I understand that Wilkins. You've got it. I understand that you've just got yourself
He's not going to make it. He's going to hang up
cat.
In a minute.
Shush. You've got a cat, Catherine, is that right?
I have, yeah.
Oh, well, how beautiful. So, what have you been feeding the cat? Dry food, wet?
Bit of both, yeah.
Fish?
Bit both, yeah, and some fish, and a little bit of ham.
Oh, I wouldn't have thought the ham would be very good for it, but never mind, hope it won't die. Okay, so...
Wow.
We've
got stop!
So we've got...
I don't really want to play this anymore.
No!
Why do you say that?
Nelly, yeah, right. Here's what's going to happen. We're going to have a break. Going to play the news.
Gosh.
And when we come back, we're not going to play a song at the start of the show again. Just trying to avoid saying the phrase top of the hour. We're not going to play a song when we come back from the news. We're just going to go straight into the game show music.
Just going to call home and see if she's all right.
Okay. We're going to go straight... Excuse me, pardon me. We're going to go straight into the game show music, and then we're going to go straight into the quiz, okay?
You're fine. They're gone then.
Jesus, what an attitude. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Texts cost 25 pence plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
This is Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.